to present the thoughts of these lower addresses on behalf of His Highness the Aga Khan, Shia Imam Ismaili Supreme Council of Kenya, his descendant, Khan Saribu Devai.
May it please Your Highness, on this auspicious ceremony, we offer our profound felicitations and reiterate our unbounded loyalty and allegiance to Your Highness. We most humbly and earnestly pray to Almighty Allah that Your Highnesses may live long and bestow Your holy blessings on Your follower and guide them from prosperity to prosperity. We shall be failing in our humble duty if we do not, on this occasion, acknowledge the everlasting debt of gratitude for the phenomenal progress which the Ismailis have made under the benevolent guidance of Imamat. Although the Ismaili pioneers in this country and the adjoining territory, including the island of Zanzibar and Pemba, over 100 years ago, the real progress in the affairs of the community was made during the last 5 decades under the holy Imamat of Your Illustrious Grandfather and predecessor, the Sultan Muhammad Shah Aga Khan. The community continue to make notable contribution to the progress of the country. It believes wholeheartedly in the cooperation of all races and will always work to promote harmony with the indigenous people. In the truest tradition of the community, we have all time given in allegiance to the country and our adoption and recount. We most humbly express once again our sense of deep gratitude to Your Highness for having consented to visit us and granting us an opportunity to pay our homage and allegiance.
The leaders of the Ismailia community, with their wives, now approach the dais to pay homage to their newly installed imam. Young and old, they made a most moving sight as, with their hands together and their heads bowed, they paid their respects to their spiritual leader. The dull, overcast weather suddenly cleared, and rays of sunshine brilliantly illuminated the young man so suddenly called to high office, who now sat in solitary dignity on the throne. A picture which those who were fortunate enough to witness this solemn ceremony will always remember. A short pause, and then the moment for which everybody was waiting. His Highness the Aga Khan Maulana Karim al-Husseini rose from his throne to address the vast expectant gathering.
Your Excellencies, Your Highness, Your Worship, my Lords, Ladies and Gentlemen, my spiritual children, I am most grateful for your kind addresses. On behalf of the Ismaili community and myself, I would like to thank all those in Nairobi who have contributed to such a wonderful welcome here. I have been very moved by everyone's kindness, especially by the hospitality given me by His Excellency the Governor and Lady Mary Baring. How beautiful your city is looking. The decorations along the streets and here on this ground are truly magnificent. I remember Nairobi as a boy, and most of you know how much it has changed since the war. Yet this is only a symbol of the still greater changes which are taking place throughout Kenya.